Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good morning. Our first episode of 2020, a new year, a new decade. What an amazing time that we are in. My name is Brother T. Glad to be with you today on Blog Talk Radio. This is our first on-air episode. We are going to be talking about A Course in Miracles. And what I want to do this year, as we're getting started again in our journey through A Course in Miracles, is to just begin working with the workbook lessons. I want to try to keep the episodes down to about 30 minutes. I know when I was doing this before, which was about 6 years ago, actually, I usually sometimes would go, 45 minutes to an hour. But I'd like to keep it shorter this year and respect your time. And our schedules have been pretty busy as well. So this year, I'm just do 30 minutes each morning. We're going to talk about A Course in Miracles workbook lessons. And of course, there's lots and lots of information out on the YouTube channels and all around, really, about A Course in Miracles these days. There are lots and lots of teachers. And so I'm really honored and so sincerely appreciative that you are going to take the time to spend a little time with me here and to allow me to share what I've learned with you about A Course in Miracles. So I'm not going to unpack the lessons too deeply, if you will. We'll let the lessons be the teacher. But if there's some things that you guys or you in particular want to discuss about a lesson, I'll set up a place where you can do that and send in questions or send in comments, and then I'll be able to respond to those. Also, you can dial in and be a guest on my radio show. The guest dial-in number is 563-999-3547. That's 563-999-3547. If you want to write that down, put that on your refrigerator or whatever you might want to do. If you want to call in, and of course, we're going to be on the air at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central, 8 Mountain, and 7 on the West Coast out on the Pacific time zone. So I know it's pretty early for you out there. But anyway, we're going to try to be pretty consistent, hopefully not miss any days this year, and just cover the workbook lessons and go right through all of the workbook lessons this year for A Course in Miracles. I want to start this morning by just giving a real quick background. I'm sure if you're dialing in here to this radio program that you, I would imagine, should be already familiar with A Course in Miracles. Yes, it's been out there now since 1975, right around then when it was first published. So my goodness, that's 45 years. But a lot has changed in our world and in our consciousness in the last 45 years. In fact, I think it's miraculous, and I think this work has had a lot to do with that, tremendous impact on our world, on our consciousness over those 45 years. In fact, in those last 45 years, we're getting more and more and more communication through a lot of people whose consciousness has evolved to the point that they're becoming clairaudient, clairsentient, and they're able to allow the voice of spirit to come through. And so really the curriculum, if I can call it that, of A Course in Miracles, as he tells, is really to remove the obstacles to the awareness of the presence of love. And if we can do that in our own mind, our heart opens up, and we literally become more conscious of who and what we are. And it is a journey to self-realization. In truth, it is a journey to self-realization. And so it's exciting that we're in this energy shift. And since 1987, if I could add that there's the harmonic conversion in 1987, I believe was a part of a result of this work. In other words, our consciousness had really begun to shift by that period of time. And since then, it continues to expand exponentially, and things have been speeded up. I mean, time itself seems to be moving faster. And maybe that's an experience that you yourself have started to have some appreciation for and starting to notice. Now, I know there seems to be a lot of drama and conflict in the world today, and that's to be expected, actually. And don't be disheartened by the media and by the news, because what this is an indication that, yes, that things are changing. And in the face of change, of course, we all have to struggle and deal with sometimes those who don't want things to change. And maybe we don't want things to change, too, because this this false self, if I can call it that, called the ego mind, which is referred to in A Course in Miracles as a small self, is, you know, it wants to maintain control and it wants to stay, keep things the way they are. And that doesn't always work out that way. So I just want to say that don't be disheartened by the news, and don't be disheartened by when we hear of tragic events or we hear of a lot of conflict going on within and without our communities, and certainly on a global basis. There seems to be war, if you will, between the way things were, have been, and we want to kind of keep things that way, and those who are ready for change and those who are ready to evolve. And so it's a very exciting time, but it certainly feels challenging. So good, you know, thank goodness that we have A Course in Miracles to help us to begin to really know ourselves and understand ourselves, and also then to be able to see how this can impact our lives. And ultimately, as we raise our consciousness, we begin to experience more joy, we begin to experience more clarity, and all of those are tremendous benefits. But the other side benefit, if I can call it that, or maybe that's the more direct benefit, is that we begin to be able to be communicated with our higher self. And of course, in miracles, it's referred to as the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, as he says in A Course in Miracles, is nothing more than your right mind. It is your true self. So this self, this inner voice, and we often begin to recognize it most easily when we call it our intuitive self. But this voice is within us. And as our consciousness evolves, and it clearly is doing that, and through this work, and through the first, even the first few dozen workbook lessons, it's been reported through kinesiology that most people, their consciousness, you know, shifts pretty dramatically. But the point is, as our consciousness evolves, that inner guidance system, that intuitive self, that innate self, that inner voice begins to then guide us. And it guides us when we allow it to guide us. So part of our process, as we're going to be discovering going through the workbook lessons, is to allow ourselves to be guided, to ask for assistance. And that assistance is not coming from without us. In other words, it's not outside of us. It's coming from within. So it's very, very, you know, can be intimidating simply because there is a conditioning that's been placed upon us, if you will, to be afraid of being possessed. You know, so that's also an obstacle that we, many of us, you know, might have to deal with. So with all that said, again, if you are listening in on the radio show this morning, it again is my general assumption that you probably are knowing a little bit about A Course in Miracles. You understand the founding of it and where it came from, that it's a channeled work, that it is literally the voice of Jesus Christ. And I know we're out here on the internet, we're out here on the blog talk world, if you will, podcast world, and even to have that discussion or to make a statement like that is seen to be blasphemous by some. But if you're listening to this radio station, if you've gotten this far with me this morning, you're probably okay with that, and I hope that you are. And so all of those things, those fears, if you will, or those objections and what those conditionings have come from are really from a system, if you will, of control. And through A Course in Miracles and through the study of this work, what we ultimately wake up to is that we are free. We really have always been free. And so we can let go of those fears, and we can just open our heart to allow it then to become a teacher. And so that's what we're looking to do as we journey through the Course in Miracles. So I want to start with the workbook introduction this morning. And I'm just going to read this, and we can do that, certainly. And for those that are calling in, I can see you there. And as I get my technology, I'm on the road today, so I apologize. You know, we'll dress this thing up a little bit. We'll have an intro music and maybe a little voiceover introduction, just some things to make it appear to be more professional. So I appreciate your patience with me, since this is our first episode here in 2020. But we'll get those things done. But in the future, hopefully it could be more interactive, and I'd be able to allow you to, you know, raise your hand and get you online with me. And if we want to have a conversation, if you have a question, we can do that live for our other guests that are listening in, or maybe listening in after the show later in the week, later in the day, whatever the case may be. So I'm going to go with this introduction. Let's kind of get started. Okay, this is A Course in Miracles workbook for students, This is the introduction. A theoretical foundation, such as the text provides, is necessary as a framework to make the exercises in this workbook meaningful. Yet, it's doing the exercises that will make the goal of the course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. It is the purpose of this workbook to train your mind to think along the lines that the text sets forth. The exercises are very simple. They do not require a great deal of time, and it does not matter where you do them. They need no preparation. The training period is 1 year. The exercises are numbered from 1 to 365, and do not undertake to do more than one set of exercises a day. The workbook is divided into two main sections, the first dealing with the undoing of the way you see things now, and the second with the acquisition of true perception. Now, with the exception of the review periods, each day's exercises are planned around one central idea, which is stated first. This is followed by a description of the specific procedures by which the idea for the day is to be applied. The purpose of the workbook, then, is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It doesn't sound like a small feat at all, does it, right? The exercises are planned to help you generalize the lessons so that you will understand that each of them is equally applicable to everyone and everything you see. So transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. Excuse me. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. On the other hand, one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The only general rules to be observed throughout, then, are first, that the exercises be practiced with great specificity, as will be indicated. This will help you to generalize the ideas involved to every situation in which you find yourself and to everyone and everything in it. Second, be sure that you do not decide for yourself that there are some people, situations, or things to which the ideas are inapplicable. This will interfere with transfer of training. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way you see things now. The overall aim of the exercises is to increase your ability to extend the ideas you'll be practicing to include everything. This will require no effort on your part. The exercises themselves meet the conditions necessary for this kind of transfer. Some of the ideas the workbook presents you will find hard to believe, and others may seem to be quite startling. This does not matter. You're merely asked to apply the ideas as you're directed to do. You're not asked to judge them at all. You're asked only to use them. It is their use that will give them meaning to you and will show you that they are true. So remember only this. You need not believe the ideas. You need not accept them. And you need not even welcome them. Some of them you may actually resist. None of this will matter or decrease their efficacy. But do not allow yourself to make exceptions in applying the ideas the workbook contains. And whatever your reactions to the ideas may be, use them. Nothing more than that is required. Now, there's one little section that I read there that I kind of want to go back to. excuse me. And it's the paragraph that says, transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. The training of the world, we could say, yes, is continuous, nonstop, 24/7, fear, fear, fear. Well, and I could add guilt. That's the training of the world. The training of the world is that we're small, we're physical bodies, that we're separate, and we are very much unsafe, and that we are very much at threat from our neighbors, and whether it's the environment or the sun or, you know, the country across the map from the other side of the world or whatever the case may be, may be, that fear is the constant training of the world. But make no mistake, its intention is to get us to buy into that training wholeheartedly and to live in fear, because that keeps us separated. And it also causes us to, in that fear, to want to protect ourselves. And we tend to protect ourselves by defending ourselves, and we tend to defend ourselves by attacking others. Attack is literally a defense. So when we look at the training of the world, you know, it helps us to kind of get our mind around that, to see what it really has been for us. And we know, if we tune into the news, if we pick up the newspaper, or sometimes listening to our friends and family, that is the message that they're repeating. And we're all teachers. We're all trainers. You're constantly teaching what you believe. And for those people, and for us, when we're talking about something to be afraid of, when we're talking about situations that are calamitous or threatening, we're teaching fear, you know, and we're reinforcing it in ourselves. So that's very important that we understand that. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. So when I first was studying Course in Miracles, and I would read that sentence, if you will, I'm like, what does that mean? I would have a little trouble understanding that. So I want to unpack that just a little bit this morning in our conversation, to simply say that as we begin to realize truth, the truth is always true. It doesn't change up on you, and it is true in all cases. If we begin to grasp a new narrative, if I can use that word, about who and what we are, knowing who we are, and I'll add here that we are the energy of the Creator in action. In other words, we are the children of God. We are the extension of love, if we can see that that is what God is. And A Course in Miracles really helps us to begin to grasp this. You see, that sentence right there really, really is very profound in its meaning. So we take these very simple teachings we're going to cover through the workbook lessons, and we begin to apply them to, as he says, everyone and everything without exception. We don't want to leave anyone out, if you will, of a teaching or a thought or a principle because we think, well, that's a special case. No, it's not. In fact, the truth applies to everything and everyone, every situation and every event. So total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. In other words, once we get it, once we really understand the truth and we can apply it to one situation, one specific person or thing, then it automatically, our mind literally opens up and we see that it's true in all cases. So no one or anything can be left out. Total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Now, on the other hand, one exception held apart from true perception make its accomplishments anywhere impossible. So what he's really pointing to here, and I love how he teaches us how that. Now, this is the teaching of Jesus Christ. And don't get hung up on me saying Jesus Christ. We could say this is the teaching of the Holy Spirit. We could also say this is the teaching of the voice of God. This is God's teaching to his children. However you want to see it, whatever you're comfortable with, but don't let language or words, which are symbols of symbols, interfere or create objections for you, for your willingness to persist in attempting to understand, truly understand, and allowing, again, your inner guidance system to help you to understand what this course is teaching you. When he says one exception held apart from true perception make its accomplishments anywhere impossible, when I read that, what I hear and see is he's saying, when you're in your ego mind and judging anything outside of truth, then you're no longer aligned in truth. It's like a switch almost like a shift, if you will, in consciousness, which, of course, as we'll learn as we go forward in our study of A Course in Miracles, is really the definition of a miracle, is a sudden shift of perception. So it's the shift of consciousness, you see. It's almost like when I'm asleep at night, I'm in one state or dimension of consciousness, and when I wake up, there's a shift. And I'm no longer seeing the world through the eyes of that limited sleeping self mind. Does that make sense? We're going to have a lot of fun, I think, as we continue to venture forth through with this teaching. Well, we've already spent about 20 minutes of our time here, and I wanted to keep it down to about 30 minutes. So let's just jump right into lesson one, and we're going to let it teach us a little bit this morning. So part one, lesson one, day one here on 2020, January 1st. I'm so excited that you're along for the ride with me here and allowing me to practice my practice, because this is a teaching that has changed my life forever and ever. I'm so excited that you're here with me. Nothing I see in this room, on the street, from this window, in this place, means anything. I'll read it one more time. Nothing I see in this room, on this street, from this window, in this place, means anything. And I just want to add, for my own personal contribution, if you will, that I'm standing in a hotel room this morning, and I'm up on like the 17th floor in downtown in a city here in the United States. And so I'm literally looking out the window on the streets, right, from this window in this place. So this lesson, to me, is particularly appropriate to where and what I see in my life at this very moment. So now look slowly around you and practice applying this idea very specifically now to whatever you see. This table does not mean anything. This chair does not mean anything. This hand does not mean anything. This foot does not mean anything. This pen does not mean anything. Now, look a further way from your immediate area. Just maybe look a little further away and apply the idea to a wider range. That door does not mean anything. That body does not mean anything. That lamp does not mean anything. That sign does not mean anything. That shadow does not mean anything. Notice now that these statements are not arranged in any order and make no allowance for differences in the kinds of things to which they are applied. This is the purpose of the exercise. The statement should be merely applied to anything that you see. As you practice the idea for the day, use it totally indiscriminately. Do not attempt to apply it to everything that you see, for these exercises should not become ritualistic. Only be sure that nothing you see is specifically included. excluded. Only be sure that nothing you see is specifically excluded. One thing is like another as far as the application of the idea is concerned. So each of the first three lessons should not be done more than twice a day each. Let me read that again. Each of the first three lessons. We're just getting started. This is lesson one. Each of the first three lessons should not be done more than twice a day each, preferably morning and evening, nor should they be attempted for more than a minute or so. So unless that entails a sense of hurry, so a comfortable sense of leisure is essential. So he's asking us here to be casual, if you will, not to be too ritualistic, as he said in the introduction. To just allow these simple principles, these simple thoughts, to be experienced comfortably without any struggle or strife, and just allow it to be considered. Now, again, remember from the introduction, he says, now, it doesn't matter if you agree with it or believe it. Of course, he has no intention of causing you any consternation, but this is a process of mind training, if you'll allow me to use that word. Now, I know that sounds, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want somebody to take control of my mind or influence my life too heavily. I want to be in control. Now, what voice would that be, right? That would be the ego self. The ego self is literally always, and its entire intention is to be in control. So don't be too hard on yourself if those thoughts are a little intimidated when I say something like, this is a course in mind training. But as I said earlier in our episode today, that the world is already in the process of conditioning and training you. That is a thought system. It's a thought system. A thought system of fear and guilt, and that we are not safe, that you are not safe. You're not safe from your neighbor, you're not safe from the world, et cetera, et cetera. That's a mind training system. And it's complete within itself, that mind training system. Its philosophy of fear and guilt is persistent in all of its training. It's underneath all of its training. A Course in Miracles is a mind training system, right? It is a thought system, also a complete thought system in and of itself. And it's also absolutely perfectly consistent in its training that you and God are one. That you absolutely are invulnerable, that you could not possibly sin in the eyes of God. And as has been shared with me through another channeling that Jesus shared, he said it this way: you are perfect, neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it. And you must see yourself therefrom. Now, that sounds completely opposite, doesn't it, from the world's training system, that we have to be afraid of, oh, I don't know, everything from the president of our country to our neighbors that we could go to war with, and maybe the guy across the street, and, you know, who's doing what in our families. You know, we have to be afraid of disease. We have to be afraid of our bodies. We have to be afraid, right? You see, both of these thought systems are actually quite consistent in their training. So when we say that this is a mind training system, this is a thought system that we are considering for ourselves as an alternative to the thought system of the world, the training of the world, I personally think that that's very, very important. And so we'll allow ourselves to say, okay, if I'm already being trained anyway, then I get to choose the thoughts that I am willing to allow to be my thought system. I get to choose. And in that simple statement, you see, you have just exercised what has been told you before, that all power under heaven and earth is yours. You get to choose. You get to choose the voice that you listen to, the voice of the world or the voice of God, literally, the voice of the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, your true self, your higher self, the real you. You get to choose to listen to that voice just as easily as you can choose to listen to the ego self, the small self, the voice of fear, the voice of the world. We get to choose. And so again, I'll recap our lesson and we'll close with this. Nothing I see in this room, on this street, from this window, in this place, means anything. And that is our lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining me here on Blog Talk Radio. It is with great love that I am doing this work because it feeds my soul. And I'm so honored that you have chosen to be one of my mighty companions. Thank you for tuning in, dialing in, listening in, when and wherever you hear this episode. I hope you'll return. And I hope to be catching you live on air as I work towards getting my technology up to speed. As Brother T here saying, God bless. Much love. And I look forward to seeing you again and hearing you again on our next episode. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.